We are doing Tehillim. We're up to the 25th chapter, and the 25th chapter is a unique chapter in Tehillim in that it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis. Perek Chaf Hei. Le David, a song composed by David HaMelech. Elecha Adonai Nafshi Yasa. To you, Hashem, I raise my soul in prayer. And let's dedicate our learning tonight to the Refuah Shlema of Yisrael Ro'eh Ben Yam Dvora. And he should have a quick Refuah Shlema. His parents should have a lot of nachas from him. B'toch Shach Olei Am Yisrael. Elokai, Pasuk Beis. Becha V'tachti. So here we have the Beis, right? The first Pasuk was LeDavid Eilecha, that's Aleph. Now Pasuk Beis, Elokai, my God, Becha V'tachti, I've had faith in you, Alevosha. So I know I won't be shamed, because I've had faith in the greatest thing that one could have faith. I know I won't be shamed. Alialtsu Evaili, my enemies, they won't rejoice over me. They won't make fun of me. They won't rejoice at my downfall, because I have faith in you. Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu, just as I won't be shamed, so to all who have hope in you, Hashem, will not be shamed, but rather, yevoshu abogadim reikam, those that steal, those that make others impoverished, they should be shamed. Those that are bogdim, boged is a person who's a traitor. So someone tells him, we're in this together, right? Right. And then he runs away with all the money, so he makes the other guy impoverished, so he should be shamed. Derachecha Adonai hodieni orechotecha lamedeni. Hashem, please teach me your ways. Teach me your pathways. Let me know the way to serve you. Sometimes we think, I can be a good Jew. I want to be a good Jew, so of course I'll be a good Jew. Chazal tells doesn't work that way. You want to be a good Jew, you have to learn. Even David HaMelech, you see, David, he said, Hashem, teach me your ways. Teach me how to be a good Jew. Please, Hashem, teach me your pathways. Sometimes things aren't so clear. Even when we think they're clear, sometimes they're not so clear. Hadricheini, guide me, v'amitecha, in your truth, v'lamedeini, and teach me, ki'ata Elohei Yishi, for you, Hashem, you are my salvation. My hope is in you. And this is a very important point. This is the balance that a person is supposed to have. On the one hand, we do our hishtadlut. We got a degree, we got a job. On the other hand, we have to know that our parnasa is coming from heaven. We do our end, but at the end of the day, we have to know that there's someone pulling the strings, there's someone running the show. In everything we do in life, it's that way. A person goes to the doctor, so we say when you take a medication, a person should say, Yehi ratzon shedavar ze yeheli lirfuah. May it be the will of Hashem that this thing should be a cure for me. We know that medicine can sometimes work and sometimes not work. When a person takes a medication, even if he takes an Akamol, so before he says it, he should say that. When I give my kids, sometimes they have to take medicine. So I always say it with them before they take it. They don't understand what we're doing yet. But as they grow up, they'll understand. So on the one hand, we do the Ishtadlut. On the other hand, we know that there's someone running the show. Otcha kiviti kol hayom. That's what David HaMelech is saying. I hope, my hope is in you all day. Now that doesn't mean that David was just sitting back and saying, okay, God, you're running the show, so make it work. We know the exact opposite. David was the antithesis of that. David HaMelech runs, David HaMelech fights, David HaMelech hides, David HaMelech did everything he had to do to make it work. At the end of the day, he says, my hope is in you, Hashem. Zechor rachamecha Adonai v'chasadecha ki me'olam heima. Hashem, please remember your mercy, your kindness, for it is from the beginning of time, from the beginning of the world, from the time of Adam HaRishon. What did you tell Adam HaRishon? V'yom acholcha mimenu mot tamut. I want you to know, the day you eat from that fruit, you will die. God could have had him die within those 24 hours. God said, kelef shanim benecha kiyom etmol. I'll take it a day of my life. My life, a day by me, God says, so to speak. In my book, a day is 1,000 years. So I'll give Adam HaRishon to live 1,000 years. Every decree has multiple interpretations. So God did it with mercy. God ruled over him. The truth is that if we want to, we could bring in a very interesting midrash here. Chazal say that Adam HaRishon, when God created him, God showed him the book of the future leaders of the world. We have on tradition that there exists a book in Shemaim that says who will lead what. down to who will be the head of which garden patch. So up in Shemaim it says who will have what, who will get which smicha, who will lead which group. Everything is written there. The Chazal say that there were a few sages who actually got to see it. And they saw about sages of their own time. Some would make it, some wouldn't make it. Some of the sages realized that I'm never going to get smicha. I could learn and learn for some reason up there in Shemaim. It doesn't say I'm going to get it. So up in Shemaim there exists such a book. So Adam HaRishon is leaping through the book. And he sees David. David is supposed to be the king and he's supposed to die in the first year of his life. He's not supposed to live a long life. So he turns to God and he says, God, let's make a change in the book. God says, well, he's not supposed to live. So God says, so Adam HaRishon says to God, okay, give him 70 years of my life. I'm taking 70 years off of my life. Give him 70 years. I want David to have life. So that's why Adam HaRishon didn't live out those first 1,000 years. He lived to 930. And David HaMelech lived to 70. So David HaMelech maybe is alluding to that when he's saying, your kindness is from the beginning of time. That's where you gave me my life, the beginning of time. When Adam HaRishon, you decreed he would die within 1,000 years, and you not only gave him 1,000 years instead of a day, you also let him take from those 1,000 years and give me 70 years. Chatot nu'ai ufsha'ai al tizkor kechaztecha zechor li ata. The sins of my youth and my rebelliousness, don't remember. That shouldn't be the thing that's at the forefront, Hashem. Pass over that. But rather, even in your remembrance of me, remember my good things. The good things that I've done, that should be remembered before you. Leman tuvcha Hashem, for the sake of your goodness, even though I don't necessarily deserve it, but you're good. And here we have to learn from the traits of Hashem. Our nature is that when we do something to someone, so we think, you know what you owe me? You know how hard it was for me to do that for you? And when someone does something for us, so we think to ourselves, what's the big deal? No, so I also do favors. What was the big deal that he did that? I had a shocking revelation as to how far this goes this past, last week. I was asked to attend a function together with a rabbi, and the people who asked us to attend, they knew we had to make it home for candle lighting. So they gave this other person, who we both live in the same neighborhood, they gave him 50 shekel. They said, take a taxi with Frankenthal and leave in the middle of the function. You guys have to make it home on time. I said, fine, okay. We're sitting in the taxi, and we're stuck in traffic. It was that rainy night last week. And I see the meter running, and I told the driver the shortest route to go. But the route I said happened to be packed with traffic. So we're sitting there in traffic, and I see the meter running. And then I get off the taxi when the fare is still at 40 shekel. But I figured where I got off the taxi, by the time I got to his house, it would be 60 shekel. So I come to him the next day. It was a Thursday, I think. So I came to him on Sunday after the weekend. And I said, look, they covered 50 shekel. The taxi to your house must have cost 60 shekel. We should at least split it halfway. So he says, no way. Why split it halfway? So I said, well, why should you cover it? So we both took the taxi, and you, they gave us the money to cover the taxi. It's supposed to be half-half. So he tells me, you did so much for me. I'm thinking, what did I ever do for you? And he starts listing all kinds of things I did for him. I once made a phone call for him. I once verified something for him. Big deal. We're in the same base matters together. And I didn't even remember. The guy starts going on and on. You did this for me. And you did that for me. And you did the other thing. And I walked away from that conversation shocked. Here's a great person. I didn't even remember the things I did for him. Not big things. Little things. I showed him. I was looking for a certain halacha. I showed him in the sefer. But in his mind, he's such a good person that when someone does even something minuscule for him, makes a mark. So he starts arguing with me. He says, why are you kidding? You're going to pay me 5 shekel? No way! And he starts listening and he's going on for 5 minutes and I didn't even remember I ever did anything for the guy. But that's a big person. And then I started thinking. I said, boy, I have to learn from him. Look at what a fine person that is. And I realized that whenever he meets up with people, he always leaves with a good word. If a person says a Dvar Torah, I'll make a point going over and saying, oh, he said that, it's a beautiful Dvar Torah. And don't think he's a small Am Haaretz. He's a person who was the chief rabbi. He was a head of the court in South Africa. You're talking about a big person. What could I ever do to a person like this? I did something for him. I showed him once something he was looking for. I made a phone call for him. Big deal. But yeah, He's a big person. And when you're a big person, so then like David HaMelech says, Hashem, be kind with me. Look at the good things I've done. We all have to train ourselves to be kind to people. Part of being a kind person is to learn from this trait of Hashem to see the good in a person, to recognize how much good the person did do for us. Tov v'yashar Hashem, al ken yorei chataim badarech. Oh, Hashem is good and straight. Sometimes we feel those are contradictory. If I'm straight, then in Hebrew they say, atam merubah. You're a cube. You're very rigid. If I'm straight, so either it's honest or not. Either it's right or wrong. David HaMelech says Hashem is tov v'yashar. He's good and he's straight. Hashem could put the two together and we're supposed to learn from Hashem. So Hashem, because he's not only yashar, he's also tov, so that's why al ken yorei chataim badarech. He directs the people who have sinned onto the right path. He teaches them how to do tshuva. If a person is just straight, so then you messed up. What do you want from me? You messed up. You were supposed to do this. You didn't do it. Okay, you failed. End of the story. If you want to be good and straight, so then you tell the student, look, you messed up. But I want you to get a good grade this semester. So why don't you study, and I'll formulate another test for you. If you get 100 on the other test, I can't give you 100 like the other students. They studied the first time well, but I won't give you a failure. I'll give you a 70. I'll give you an 80. We'll work something out. We'll average it out in a way that you'll also work it out. Hashem says, David HaMelech says, Hashem is tov v'yashar. He's good and straight, and that's why he guides the people who have sinned back onto the path. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat v'ilamed anavim toko. Hashem guides the modest, the humble. Hashem teaches them how to hold on to his path, and once they hold on to his path, Hashem, the Yadrech anavim b'mishpat, he teaches them how to do his justice. V'ilamed anavim toko, not only he leads them not only his justice, but also the full path of Hashem. What's the full path of Hashem? Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Just like Hashem is merciful, we're supposed to be merciful. Just like Hashem is modest, we're supposed to be modest. Just like Hashem does bikur chom, we do bikur chom. We're supposed to learn from Hashem's attributes. You guys following how it's going in the order of the aleph beis? Yeah? Pasuk zayin chatos nurai, pasuk ches tov yashar, pasuk tes yadrech anavim. But for some reason, we don't know why, David HaMelech skipped the letter Vav. He went from Pasuk Hei Hadricheni Vamitecha to Pasuk Vav suddenly becomes Zayin, Zchor Rachamecha Hashem. I don't know if I remember correctly. I don't have a Radak here. I do have a Radak. The Radak says in the beginning of the chapter that we don't have a tradition on why he skipped certain... He says, "V'lo noda etzenu mipnei ma be'elu yotar mibachrim." We don't know why he skipped these letters or others, unless we say because of the Ruach HaKodesh that guided him to say these verses. So Hashem had a reason why he told him to skip these letters. He says, otherwise we don't know. There is. There's a nun over there. Chazal explained why there's a letter missing. Over here, the Radak says we don't have any tradition. We don't know why he skipped certain letters. Kol ochot Hashem chesed ve'emet. All the paths of Hashem are kindness together with truth, that special blend that Hashem runs the world with. Linotzrei v'rito ve'edotam. God maintains those for those who hold on to his covenant and his testimonials, the mitzvot that are testimonials. We wear tefillin. It's testimony to Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So Hashem pays back those that maintain his way. Leman Shimcha Hashem, for the sake of your name, Hashem, which points to Hashem's trait of Rachamim, V'salachta la'avoni ki ravu, forgive my sin, for it is so great. Even though my sin is great, even though it's great, forgive me. Why? Leman Shimcha, for the sake of your name. You'll notice that the tzaddikim don't come by their own merits, they always point to Hashem. They say, you're merciful, so forgive me. We also say it in Shmon Esrei, Leman Shemo Be'ahavo, right? And we also say it in Benching. We say it a few times. Hashem, for the sake of His name, should help us out. Mizei Shirei Hashem Yorenu B'derech Yivchar. Who is the person who's a God-fearing person? If you start the path and you're a God-fearing person, so then Hashem guides him in the path that Hashem chooses. Nafsho betov talin, and then his soul could rest in good, v'zaro yirash aretz, and his offsprings will inherit the land. What's nafsho betov talin? That's a reference to when a person dies. When he dies, he knows he'll rest peacefully, and his offsprings will inherit the continuation. Now, this is very important. Unfortunately, some people... there was a very sad story not too long ago. A woman was in the hospital, and she was very ill. And the doctors came in, and they told her, "Look, lady, we don't know how much time you have left. Maybe you should call your family in." So she said, "My family is already divided. My inheritance, they're not interested. From their perspective, it's over." So he said, "Maybe it's still worth calling them." She said, "No, no one's coming." She had two or three children. But the children, they weren't religious and didn't interest them too much. They were busy doing their jobs. It reached a point where the doctors knew she had a day or two left. It was really bad. So they came in, and the nurse came in, and the woman wept and said, "Nope, I brought them up this way, and now they're just not going to be here. There's no one to talk to." And the nurse tried calling the kids. They didn't come. So the nurse spent that Friday Shabbos till the woman passed away at her bedside, because otherwise she would have died like a dog. No one from the family would have come. A person, unfortunately, never knows where things are going to end up. David HaMelech says, "Nafsho betov talin." His soul, when a person knows he's led a life that's good and he's done everything the way he should have, he's gone in a God-fearing path and done the best he can. So at the end, when the end does come, he knows, okay, I did my part, and he could rest in peace. Sod Hashem li reyav, God's secret is revealed to those that fear him. Uvrito, and his covenant lehodiam, to the Torah is given in a covenant to them, so that they will know the Torah. Now this is a pasuk that's quoted in Halacha. The Gemara tells us the Amoraim wanted to figure out certain things in marital life. So Ben Azai, who was an Amora who never got married, he gave an opinion. So the Gemara asks, he was never married, how does he know anything about marital life? So the Gemara says, either he had it on tradition from his Rebbe, or else, Sod Hashem li reyav, God gives his secret to those that fear him. And the same thing, there's a place where the Rambam discusses, may we go up on the Temple Mount. So the Ravid says, I disagree, it's been revealed to me, Besod Hashem Nireav, with this concept that God gives his secret to those that fear him. And some say Eliyo appeared in his Beis Medrash and revealed to him. It's not like the Rambam. I disagree with the Rambam about the holiness of the Temple Mount. How do I know? Sod Hashem Nireav. So this concept the Gemara quotes, that it's a concept that we say is applicable. A person who is a God-fearing person, God reveals to him all kinds of secrets about how the world works and all kinds of secrets of the Torah. That's an answer to his question before, Ephraim. How do people find out the secrets of the Torah? Sod Hashem li reyav. God ensures that those that fear him will know his secrets. Einai tamid el Hashem, ki hu yotzi mireshet raglai. My eyes are always pointed to Hashem, for I know He's the one that will take my feet out of the net. He'll help me escape. And therefore, pnei elai vechoneini. David turns to Hashem and he says, please, you turn to me, Hashem, and have compassion over me. Ki yachid ve'ani ani. For I am singular and impoverished, and I need your help. And I alone am standing before you. The higher up you go, the lonelier it's going to get. When you're a rabbi of a community, so there are rabbis of other communities. When you're a rabbi of a city, there are rabbis of other cities. When you're the chief rabbi of Israel, you're all alone. When you're David HaMelech, and you're the head of the Jewish people, and you're the one who's responsible at the end of the day, then he turns to God and he says, I'm alone, I'm impoverished. So David HaMelech is saying, I'm alone, but I'm representing the Jewish people. So please have compassion over me. The truth is that David HaMelech was alone in more ways than one. His family was murdered. He really was alone. David HaMelech, when he started his reign, behind his back. His family was murdered. All his siblings, everyone was killed. Sarot levavi hirchivu mimetzukotai hotzieni. David HaMelech says, the tzaros, the afflictions of my heart have widened, and therefore I beg you, Hashem, take me out of this tight spot. Re'ei onyi va'amali, Hashem, please behold of my poverty, behold of the yoke that I'm holding, that I'm carrying the weight of the Jewish people. V'sa lechol chatotai, and you see how much I'm suffering, so you carry the weight of my sins. Re'ei oyvai ki rabu, take note of my enemies, how they've amassed. V'sinat chamas ne'uni, and they hate me wrongfully. They have no right to hate me. And we have to take note from David HaMelech. Often in life, people, when they encounter hatred, when they encounter animosity, so they walk away and they say, what did I ever do to him? Why does he hate me? David HaMelech says, yes, there is a concept of sinat chamas, hatred that is wrongful. But it exists. It's part of the world. There's a letter in the Chatam Sofer, where the Chatam Sofer writes about a person that hates him. He says, I don't know why he hates me so much. I never did him any favors. When you do someone a favor, so the nature of a person is to, somewhere deep down inside, he starts having enmity towards the person who did him a favor. So we never like to owe someone. We never like to feel like someone did something for us. Maybe that's part of it. At the end of the day, David HaMelech had a lot to contend with. There were a lot of people who hated him for no good reason. And when David turns to Hashem, he says, Hashem, you know, there are a lot of people that hate me for nothing. Sinat chamas sineyuni. Shamera nafshi v'hatzileini, Hashem, you protect my soul, you save me. Alevosh ki chasiti vach, I know I won't be shamed because I've put my faith in you. I've taken cover under you, Hashem. Tom v'yosher yitziruni ki kiviticha. Tom, my wholeness, v'yosher, and my honesty, so they should be my merits that protect me, for my hope has always been in you. Sometimes a person is very tempted. His competition is watering down the wine. His competition is doing things in an improper way. David HaMelech says, the things that protect me ultimately is the fact that I didn't do like them. We have to have a clarity in our lives. Sometimes we think, if I'll only cut corners, I'll make it. Well, when we're going to stand before God and we're going to ask for assistance, and when we will have to face up to the fact that we don't run the show, what will we have to say for ourselves? We'll have to say for ourselves like David HaMelech, Tom Mayosha Yitzuni, my wholeness, my straightness should protect me because my hope is in you. Why does a person cheat someone else? Because he thinks he runs the show. When a person is ki kiviticha, like David HaMelech, his hope is in Hashem, he knows that Hashem's running the show, Hashem's going to decide ultimately how much his parnas is going to be, then he has no reason to cheat other people. If he's supposed to make that money, he will. If he's not, he won't. He has to do his ishtadlus, but at the end of the day, ishtadlus doesn't mean cheating someone. If I have to sell a used car, I have to tell the guy, there's an oil leak, the brakes are squeaking. I shouldn't come just before he comes to take my car, fill up the oil, wipe away the driveway, meet him somewhere else where he won't see the oil stains. I'll meet you at your house, no problem, right? This way he doesn't see the oil leaking. No. If I'm supposed to make more money on the car, I will. If I'm supposed to make less, I won't. If I lost money already because the car depreciated in value, now it has an oil leak, so I lost that money. End of the story. Why do I think I could cheat someone? Because I think I'm running the show. If I am like David HaMelech, kiki viticha, my hope is in you, so then I am tom v'yosher, I am whole and I am honest, I am straight. And that wholeness and straightness, David says to Hashem, that should protect me. Pedei Elokim et Yisrael mikol tzarotav, David HaMelech concludes with a request from Hashem, please rescue the Jewish people from all their tzoros, from all their afflictions, and we can join David HaMelech in this request, Pedei Elokim et Yisrael mikol tzarotav.